it is maintaining the punched openings, or whatever you want to call them, of the historic buildings. And I think that's a good thing. I think that looking at the street views, and that's what I was originally trying to understand, it makes the building feel quite tall. I know you're within the zoning limits, and that's great. We really appreciate that. But it's just in trying to understand the proportion and how it is relative to the other buildings, because, you know, renderings aren't always perfect. So my question was really relative to those other two buildings, which also added floors. Where do you come?
Right. And so I think the nature of John's question suggests that when you come for an application, that you have more context that you can compare your development to. Across the street, down the block, maybe spanning from Harrison all the way down to Albany.
We can certainly provide that, and I think it'll be very illustrative of
great,
you know.
Because that would really help us in helping you.
Of course.
Help us help you. Yeah, and the other, so the next question is on the penthouse. It's obvious that you carried the wall planes straight up. And I'm wondering if that's necessary or was a matter of structure or convenience. Is there some room for setbacks there on the mechanical penthouse?
Sure. If we could look at the axon that shows the more recent iteration with the more generous setback at the lower floors, I
think staff is right, by the way. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that will ease the scale.
Okay.
But John, were you asking though if the sixth floor, the mechanical penthouse floor wall, could be set back from the fifth floor below it?
Yes, I wanted to know if it was possible. I wasn't saying it was necessary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Yes. So that is certainly something that, Commissioner Freeman, that we can look at. I think William was just trying to point out, when in response to staff feedback, we went from a kind of two-tiered smaller setback to a more generous setback above the historic facade to really create some depth there.
And, I think that's actually the right move.
We can certainly explore it. I think we tried to be as generous as we could with that step back and then go straight up from there. But I'm sure there's some accommodation or something we can come back and visit with the commissioner.
Great. And what is the material on the penthouse floor? I assume that's brick that's carried up in the bays, but the parts that would be but aren't glass?
Yeah, I think we're certainly early in the design phase, I would say, but I would expect it to be a mechanical louvering of some sort. John, if you want to step in there.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you.
I think the design intent, which again is admittedly very early, and we again appreciate very much all the work to date from the staff and from the commissioners this evening. The intent there is to make that feel as much like it is part of the building rather than a mechanical penthouse that has a large setback and your typical mechanical screening. So that was sort of the design intent, but certainly appreciate that it is. Those are very fair questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm asking them because I know they'll get asked by others and probably community as well.
Indeed.
Of course.
Where's your parking entrance?
On Plimpton?
Correct.
Sorry?
On Plimpton Street.
On Plimpton Street, okay. Can you go back to the two street views? I'm just trying to think of good questions. I don't know, John, what else are we going to want to know about this, and what are the direction?
I would like to talk a little bit about the Plimpton Street facade. I think we rightly spent the right amount of time talking about and advising you on the Wareham Street side. And I think the setback that the staff advised you consider was the exactly right, as John said. And it gives the Wareham Street original facades a little bit more integrity by showing that they have some depth and that this is almost a building that's behind those buildings. As John liked to describe past floor additions onto historic structures.
The Penny Savings Bank School of
Exactly.
Additions. Yeah.
Yes, exactly right. But can we look at the Plimpton Street facade?
We certainly can.
I like the verticality going on in the facades, you know, the piers and being closer than the floors, so that the window openings between them are more vertical than horizontal. I like all of that. I think that's the right direction for sure. I even like how you're on this side of the street, you're going from brick up to the fourth floor and then changing material. It looks like you've got a little bit of a setback at the fourth floor and changing material. And I actually like that on this street. What I think is the weakest part of this view is the ground floor. And I know that.
Thank you. We're very much aware of this and are proposing more interactivity with the pedestrian realm in terms of glazing and right.
Yeah, I know it's your mechanical and electrical room and your loading dock and your access to the garage, all back of house stuff. But, you know, any way that you can make it feel less back of house would be a better direction. And, you know, having to do with glazing and lighting and materiality, there's something, there's a vagueness here, maybe intentional because you're so early in the process as to what the materials on the ground floor are. But right now, it feels like the three floors of brick are unsupported by what's below it.
No, that's true at this stage. But
right.
we're very much aware that there's an opportunity here which we plan to pursue.
That's great. I mean, I don't know if it means bringing some of those brick piers down to grade or what, but there's something that needs to happen at the ground floor there so that it feels like it's landed and grounded properly. But I, you know, other moves that you're making, I think are quite nice. And I actually am looking forward to seeing developed, but you know, those are my thoughts there. John, did you have anything to add?
I just have one question because Catherine wanted me to ask, and I, on page 19, what's the image at the top right? If you can flip back a couple of pages. Catherine's still here?
No, she signed off, John. She sent me a message saying that this project requires a lot more discussion than we have time for, but she had to leave.
Yeah.
I'll also note Fabian left as well.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're dropping like flies.
It's the John Show.
I'm going to go, too.
Yeah, it's the John Show.
I got to be, yeah, who referred to us as the Johns earlier? I'm not sure I like that so much. What is that image at the top right?
It's a hotel in Brooklyn, I believe.
I think what Catherine would say is that it doesn't present the facade very well. She said, typically, of Catherine, I think, used the word horrifying. But I think what she intention is that the historic building, we want to make sure that it feels integrated and not just a leftover piece of skin. So right. I hope Catherine appreciates that I'm including that. So I'm not sure that's the best precedent.
Yeah, in fact, I think your own renderings show a better integration than this precedent that you're showing.
Yes, I agree.
I think that may have been a decision there to show something, to speak a bit to the setback at the historic facade.
Mm-hmm. It's so difficult to find exactly appropriate precedents.
Right. And especially this section along the left side of the building, which, you know, by definition wouldn't exist in our, you know, in our project.
To the commissioners, I'd welcome your feedback on the success or not of the factory across Wareham Street, particularly the materiality above what we'll call the historic facade, even though it was totally all rebuilt, mm-hmm. right? But above the brick, Haseen and Holland, again, very different feels both on the Wareham side and the other side, the Malden side, very different feels, both very interesting. And so I just would welcome if you're willing to share your feelings on that, because that may give us inspiration or not, or help set us in a direction a little bit different or complementary to what you've seen and feel about that.
I haven't seen it recently.
Yeah, I was wondering if
before COVID. I remember thinking it was a lot darker than I'd expected it to be. I know they did talk a lot about the materiality of it, and the mix of materials is what I remember.
It's
fairly drastic difference.
Yeah, Commissioner Freeman, it is a kind of what I'll call a powder black, dark metal. Articulated, especially on the rear side, I guess I'll call the building, the non-Wareham Street side of the building, very a lot of detailing and depth. But you're correct about the color contrast.
Yeah, I just went to Street View to look at it, and unfortunately, Street View has it under construction.
Yeah. when was it finished? I thought it was finished a while
Street
ago.
Street View is years behind on this street for some reason.
Yeah.
They haven't gone down Wareham Street in a while. So,
Don Amadeo, before we wrap up, there is a member of the public who's had her hand raised. I wonder if you wouldn't mind taking her comment before we wrap up.
Sure. If that's Bonnie, please go ahead, state your full name, and go ahead with your question.
Can you hear me? My name is Bonnie Gossels. Can you hear me?
We can.
Great. I am one of the owners and the manager of the immediately abutting building at 535 Albany Street. We have a solar array on our roof that was approved for positioning by the Landmarks Commission before we went ahead with it. So it's tucked in behind our parapet. Our building has all been repointed and kept in good condition, unlike the buildings slated for demolition by our neighbor. We would like your commission to ensure that the height that is allowed does not reduce the efficacy of our solar array. I served on the mayor's commission with Randy Lathrop that she organized to rezone this area and pushed for additional height. So I'm not against additional height on our street. I'm in favor of it where the buildings can support it. But I'd appreciate it if you'd ensure the setbacks keep the integrity of our solar production and don't shade it so that it no longer serves its purpose.
What building are you, the one on Plimpton and Albany?
Yes, we immediately abut this site on both Plimpton and Albany. We face Albany Street and we wrap around and immediately abut these buildings on both Plimpton and Albany Street. In the original presentation, they talked about a building that's no longer there. That building is on property that we own. It was burned down when some people went in when they were burning the inner cities and lit a fire on a wooden floor. We put out the fire, rebuilt the building and made it structurally sound, but a portion of it had to be demolished because of the fire. We rebuilt the rest of the building and have kept it up, unlike the owner of this building or this series of building who has let it deteriorate to the condition where you're going to approve its demolition.
Well, Susan, your building is southeast of their building, so yeah. You should be fine for the solar, but it is also fair to request a shadow study. In fact, you may gain some from the reflectivity. I don't know how your PVs are oriented.
I'd like to also point out that in the renderings, they're showing trees parked directly in front of our active loading docks.
Those renderers, they just don't
know. Artistic license.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a joke. The small businesses that occupy my property need those loading docks to be free and clear and active all year long and all day long. They are the lifeblood of these small businesses that are trying to survive.
Certainly.
Especially after COVID, it's been an incredibly difficult time for small businesses.
Understood.
These are all mom and pop operations.
No disrespect was meant.
They're not too big to fail, if you know what I mean.
I certainly know what you mean. No disrespect is meant. I'd like to make sure that
the design and the construction does not interfere with the use of our loading docks.
That's not really in our purview, but I think you absolutely fairly can talk with the BPDA and directly the owner and just get those assurances.
Well, the owner hasn't decided to share any information with us. The first we heard about this was your nice postcard notifying us about this hearing tonight. And it's incredibly scary to show a rendering that becomes part of the public record and the approval process that has trees planted in front of my loading docks. That's the...
I understand that, yeah.
That puts my tenants out of business.
Well, we can note it for our record. And like I say, that
there will be no obstruction. It was an error on the part of the renderer.
I'd like to point out one other structural thing. There's a brick wall at the edge of my rear parking lot that is adjacent to those two garages on Plimpton Street. When they take down those garages, we do not want them to damage the brick wall that's separated by a series of maybe 3 or 4 inches from their structure.
That'll be a nice trick.
I'm not sure I understand which wall this is.
Okay, you know the two garages on Plimpton Street?
Mm-hmm.
The low level, you were pointing out the chimney that abuts it, which is probably the furnace room for all of the buildings. That pair of garages that face Wareham Street have a wall alongside my parking lot. The parking lot is the lot where that building that was destroyed by fire used to be. Facing Plimpton, there is a brick wall that is my parking lot's wall. I've planted, you know, decorative shrubs along it. It is separated from the structure of those two parking garages, which I believe Jacobson and Son stored Floral Oasis in for decades. Those structures are separated by just a few inches. So I don't want my brick wall damaged when they demolish those two parking garages.
I actually, if you look on the Plimpton Street Google Street View, you can actually see the two walls. I had never noticed that.
So you understand my concern when you see how close they are?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'd also like to point out that in the basement of my building and the basement of those Wareham Street buildings, there's a party wall. And I don't want my side of that party wall destroyed when they do this demolition. And it's a very serious concern because the owner of the Wareham Street buildings flooded both my building and the two buildings on the other side of him from that space recently. So there's reason to be concerned about the structural integrity of the masonry on his side of that wall, abutting both my building and the buildings on the other side.
All right. Thank you for your comments. We're going to have to start to wrap things up. Gabby, did you receive any other, was there some other written comment about this that came in, or am I misremembering?
No, thank you. There was a comment that came in. Let me just pull it up. So we got a comment from an abutter at 90 Wareham Street, Dennis Baronski. And just his email for the record, it states, as a 13-year resident at 13 Wareham Street, I support the project that will restore and improve 65 to 79 Wareham Street. It represents a nice balance in saving the old facade while adding modern design. My one concern is that after all the approvals and variances are granted, the developer will request permission to demolish the Wareham Street facades. This was the case with 46 Wareham Street. Rather than spend the money to stabilize the front and side facades of the historic portion of the project as promised, the developer demolished the entire building. And while the new building is a great improvement, the history and charm of the original building has been lost. And that's the only other comment.
Yep.
Thank you, commissioners, for spending the time with us. We know the commitment you're all making and appreciate you, just like staff had previously shared thoughts with us and their time. So we're grateful for that. Thank you.
We certainly are. Thank you all very much.
Yep. We look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Good evening. Take good care. So we have staff updates next, and I think that wraps it up. And I think
we have meeting notes, but we don't have a quorum to vote on it. So
we already voted on meeting notes.
We did?
We did. You had a proxy.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you. Well, that's why you were still just starting this. I appreciate that.
Yep.
I won't keep you, but the exciting news, Gabby has been promoted to preservation planner. So we're very excited about that. And we have another preservation planner, hopefully, who will start in January. So that planner and Gabby will be working together on the South End, and then we'll start looking at the districts and planning how to divvy up work responsibilities going forward. But we're moving forward and expanding.
Right. And on the subject of staff updates, I'm looking in the lower right of the slide on the screen.
I made that change today.
That's a big staff update.
Hopefully it's not news.
Right. No. Really? She's mayor? So, yep, that's great.
Hopefully she doesn't want a clean house. And
no comment. Okay.
No. Well, congratulations, Gabby.
Thank you.
And if we don't speak to any of you sooner, happy holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and everything else. Happy New Year.
And also, little note, I've sent out a doodle poll to everybody for a subcommittee for the site visit for 595 Albany Street. So just keep that in mind. And then also, John, you already did it, so I don't need to remind you about 73 Appleton. So that was my only other reminder, was the doodle poll.
Was 595 one of the ones we all had to visit?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess you don't all necessarily have to, but it was part of the motion in the continuum.
It's not a subcommittee.
It's not a subcommittee. It was a site visit. So, yeah.
I haven't seen that. You sent it today?
I did send it today, but I can also resend it.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah. I didn't see the doodle poll for 595. I saw it for 73.
You know what? No, I was going to send it to you guys today. And then I was like, no, this is going to distract you all too much from the hearing. So it's scheduled send for 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. So 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, you'll get this email. I just
read it. Okay.
That. Oh, that's cool.
Preview of coming attractions.
Thank you for taking us into consideration. You just got another promotion.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
She'll send it tomorrow, which is in 40 minutes. So.
Yeah. So. Right.
Yeah.
Like that.
Great. Yes. Right. Yeah. This is a late one. Let's go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had dinner either, so I need to go home.
A secretly right. snack. Bye, everyone.
Good night. Good night,
everyone.
Motion to end the meeting.
Oh yeah. Thanks.
Good night.
Accepted.